This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're about to talk to Judge Jim Gray on today's installment of Countdown to Tolerance Number 7, named after the Museum of Tolerance, where the debate's going to take place on August 10th between Barbara Boxer, who's a Democrat, and Bill Jones, who's a Republican, and maybe or maybe not Judge Jim Gray, who's a Libertarian. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mark. It's certainly always good to be with you.
So what happened today?
Well, we argued this motion in Department 86 of the Los Angeles Superior Court.
Right.
And the judge decided, and there were some judges I feel that would have decided with us, but not the majority, and this judge was not in the majority.
Well,
he classified the League of Women Voters as a private organization. And if he's going to classify them that way, then any private organization can invite anybody they want to their party. And nobody really should have much to say about it.
Wasn't this issue litigated at great length during the civil rights struggle, in which restaurants and hotels and schools and so on said that they were private organizations and could let in whomever they wanted and exclude whomever they wanted?
Well, to some degree. You know, Mark, everything in the law is like something else and unlike the same thing.
Right.
Here we have a free speech movement issue or free speech issue, but they have a free speech issue also of just hearing what they want to hear.
Okay.
But the issue really is, are you going to consider the League of Women Voters, even though they are tax-exempt, non-partisan, public interest entity, are you going to consider them to be public or private, or quasi-public, as I said?
Right.
In fact, literally quasi-judicial, because they have put themselves in the position of deciding who are the candidates that will be considered by the voters.
Right.
They are anointing some and marginalizing others, and I think that my argument was that therefore they have an obligation to be reasonable and fair.
Right. Who was the judge who was hearing this?
It was a judge by the name of David Yaffe, Y-A-F-F-E.
Okay, and did you argue your own case?
Yes, I did. Okay. I had another attorney with me. But I decided that this came from the heart, and I was going to do it myself, and I did.
Who argued on the side of the League of Women Voters?
They had an attorney whom they had brought in for today's proceeding by the name of Hogan, who was fine, and basically, you know, she said her piece, and I said mine, and unfortunately, there really is no controlling precedent on this, and trial judges are reticent to make new law. This judge asked me if, by granting this, this would be the first time in Western civilization that some judge had ordered the League of Women Voters to include someone.
Right.
And I told him I had not found any precedent that I could cite to him. So that hurts, and all of us trial court judges know that. So that you know, you have to start somewhere. I felt that this would be an extremely good place to start, obviously, or I would not have done it.
Okay, now, is there an appeal path, and are you going to follow it?
Well, one can appeal anything from a trial court, but under the circumstances, I think that we're not going to do that.
Does that mean have you given up that you're going to be in this debate?
No, we are still going to have a rally outside. I am still going to give one more gasp to the League of Women Voters. Who knows? There may be another poll that shows that it's meets their satisfaction and approval. You don't give up until the heart starts beating.
Now, do you hear anything from anywhere that tells you that they may be considering including you?
I have no more information on that today than I have tomorrow.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Now, the reason this is so important is because is this the only televised debate of the Senate race that's going to happen, or what?
Well, there are other organizations that have been in the discussion phase, but this is the only one that's come to fruition so far. It's really quite early in the election campaign normally. Doing one in August for a November election is rare.
I mean,
I'm always hopeful.
There's no reason why the three of you couldn't appear on California Politics Today or the this week's show on Adelphia Cable, or why any television station can't invite the three of you into the studio at any time to debate and listen and take questions from the audience, the public, or their reporters, is there?
No reason whatsoever. If the three of us would agree, we could do it every hour on the hour until the election. but it's a question of scheduling and whether they actually want to or not.
Now, have you addressed a request to either Boxer or Jones campaigns about their having some input on this and whether they want you or want to be explicit about not wanting you in a debate?
Actually, yes. Our campaign sent a formal letter to Senator Boxer on the day of the primary election, congratulating her and telling her that we all felt that it was in fact, I congratulated her on her offer to debate Bill Jones and said that I would like to participate as well. And we've had other communications thereafter on that subject.
But she hasn't said anything about saying she won't participate unless you can.
Actually, if she had said something like that, you would have known it already.
Right. Former Secretary of State Bill Jones's webpage, the homepage, features a straightforward presentation about the debate. It says he'll be there, Boxer will be there. There's no mention of your not being there.
Well, okay.
on his page. Have you been in touch with him at all, or his campaign?
I have not, but my campaign has, and they were not enthusiastic about appearing. I can tell you that today I understand that on the 16th of August, we are going to appear jointly at a neighborhood church. Basically, I had already been invited. He had asked to join us, and I agreed.
Okay. Do you read what Xandra Cayden said in her discussions with you and what they said in court today to mean that any poll that you commission is ipso facto not an independent poll?
Yes.
So that means the L.A. Times or the Field Poll or the Chronicle or some other news organization needs to commission the poll.
Well, the problem is that that's an impossible condition, and they even had in their declaration, they cited three different polls, but the questions from the polls were, do you support Boxer, Jones, or not sure? So none of them included my name, which means that you would actually rely upon the voters to say, no, I'm going to vote for Judge Gray, and then you'd rely upon the pollster actually to write that down because that was not part of the original question.
It's
an impossible condition that never will be met.
Was there no traction in the argument that they're saying A, B, but not C, and then demanding that C have a result in the face of not having even been asked about?
Well, Mark, I've been in the legal profession since for, I guess, 32 years now, and I tried to get that point across in every way imaginable, using different words but the same result, and was not successful.
Okay. When is this rally that is planned?
The rally will be starting an hour before the debate. The debate starts at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, the 10th of August. We will be there by at least 5 o'clock. We have people that are responding, bus transportation, carpools. We should have numbers of different factions of people in our society who will not be represented inside the debate on their various issues, of which there are quite a few. They will be represented outside.
I think all of this will get you 15 seconds on the local news. Do you know whether you're going to focus on the procedural grievance of not being included, or you're going to try to get some of your substantive message out during those 15 seconds that you'll be accorded?
In the 30 seconds that I show people that they have a viable option. In fact, they have a positive option. I will tell them that Barbara Boxer, in my opinion, is not doing a good job in Washington, and if people want to replace her, they can join our campaign, and we can do that, and we can win this election.
Okay. And you've told them now here a week early. Thanks very much, and I'll check in a few more times this week, and you can let us know what's happening.
Always happy to talk to you.
Thanks very
much. Good luck to us all.
Right. Bye.